Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
What'd you say?
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And what state are you registered to vote in?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, all right. Would you mind telling me what year you're born in?
1950.
1950. All right, perfect. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
Yeah, I'll vote.
All right. So if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Well, there's more than one, there's several.
All right. Well, kind of be like, if you could just mention them, maybe like a based on how important you think they are. Which ones would you say they are? And it's totally okay if you have more than one.
I'd say the economy, number one, immigration, number two.
All right. The economy, immigration. Any other ones you want to add to the list? Just the two? All right, no worries. Thank you for that answer, by the way. All right, perfect. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still concerning or like considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first one is Donald Trump.
100%.
100%, all right. And the second one is Joe Biden.
Zero.
0, all right. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Eric Hovde or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Republican.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
That's almost laughable. Be Donald Trump for sure.
All right, and Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few short, like, statements, and if you could tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Run that through me again.
The statement or the options?
Run that statement through me again.
All right, so the statement goes, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly disagree with the statement, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree.
All right. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants, who relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I strongly disagree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I strongly disagree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I can make this survey really simple. You shouldn't let them people in to begin with. So anything with illegal immigrants here is no.
All right. Well, I can't actually fill out the survey kind of like on my own, if that makes sense. I kind of have to ask you the questions because I can't like choose.
How many more questions do you have to ask?
Oh, there are very little questions. We're almost done. We're already 60% done with the survey. And there's like what's left is just very short. But the next one was, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
No, he should not prioritize that.
All right, so you think strongly disagree then?
Yes.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
I disagree with that also.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
No, I strongly disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
I strongly disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. All right. So now if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following program related to immigration reforms would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. So the categories for this one kind of go, this will make you much less likely to want to support him, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference in any way. So the first one is, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Less likely.
Much less likely?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years and contribute to our economy, and they work essential jobs.
Well, are they illegal or legal immigrant you're talking about?
Well, I would assume they would be illegal, I would be saying, because it says a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, then I don't like that either.
All right, so much less likely to support Biden
yeah.
then?
Yeah.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
No, I don't like that either.
All right, so another much less likely then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Less likely.
Much less likely? Mm-hmm. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Less likely.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Repeat that one again.
Yeah, no worries. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve the pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
No, less likely.
And lastly, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom who live in the U.S. or for more than 3 years or 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Less likely.
Much less likely? All right. So now if you could please indicate whether you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned with each of the following statements. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
So what about it?
Would you be very concerned with this statement, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
So what are my answer options to that?
Are you, like, very concerned about this, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not at all concerned.
All right. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and a massive raid to report millions of migrants.
I would support that.
All right. So would you be, like, not at all concerned then?
Correct.
All right. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I'm not concerned.
All right, and lastly, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration from during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned, all right. So, now I'm going to read you a few different approaches from former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which statement comes closer to your own view. So, Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Well, Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly, secure process at the border.
I support Donald Trump's.
Donald Trump's much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
All right. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
All right. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I don't personally know of any. I'm not saying I haven't met them because I don't know if they're documented or not undocumented.
All right, no worries. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? And you can just tell me, like, kind of which ones you do use based on the ones I mentioned. So the list goes YouTube, WhatsApp, Univision or Telemundo, OAN or Newsmax, MSNBC and CNN, Facebook, Spanish language radio programs, Fox News channel or website, or Instagram or TikTok?
CNN and Newsmax.
CNN and Newsmax. All right. So finally, the last two questions I have are just for statistical purposes. Just want to let you know we're 95% done with the survey. We're almost done. I just want to thank you so much for staying here so far. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Sweden.
Sweden, all right, that would be Sweden, okay. So, were you born on the United States mainland or on some other country?
No, I was born here.
All right, were either your parents born on like, another country or here in the mainland?
No, here in the mainland.
All right, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Like always English, more always Spanish, more English than Spanish, more Spanish than English, or Spanish and English equally?
Only English.
Only English, all right. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat?
What was that question?
Do you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat?
I consider myself a Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I'd say strong now.
Strong? All right. Thinking in political...
If you'd asked me that 6 years ago, that wouldn't have been the answer, but it is now.
All right. So thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm conservative.
Conservative? All right. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
2 years after high school.
All right. So did you get, like, an associate's degree or just, like, kind of some college?
It was a tech school.
All right. So what is your religion? That is, if you have any religion. If you don't, it's totally all right.
Lutheran.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Lutheran.
I'm sorry, could you spell that? Or is it exactly how it sounds, like Lutheran, like L-U-T-H-E-R-A-N?
Have you never heard of a Lutheran church before?
I am so sorry. Wait. Yes. Okay, never mind. I have. Yes, I know. I was spelling it right. All right, perfect. So, finally, just strictly for verification purposes, may I have only your first name, please?
Roger.
Roger. All right. R-O-G-E-R, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So, well, thank you so much for your time, Roger. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So, can we note that you're interested? Hello, is anybody there?